Crossway presents Demystifying Decision Making, a Practical Guide, written by Amy Joseph, read by Anne Richardson. Introduction. Ubiquitous Decisions. Sometimes things become so much a part of the fabric of our lives that we don't even recognize them. Decisions are chief among them. They are so ubiquitous that we tend to drown out their prevalence and significance. In a self-initiated experiment, I decided to keep a running tally of the number of decisions I made throughout an average day. Before my feet even hit the ground, I had counted 4. Do I sleep 5 more minutes? Do I shower now or after my morning walk? When should I take the dog for a walk? What shall I wear today? Next, I stared down a significant breakfast decision. I landed on cereal, but then had to decide which cereal, which bowl, and which milk. As soon as those decisions were settled, I faced coffee decisions. Travel mug or regular mug, sugar or Splenda? At this point, I had been awake only 3 minutes. Where will I sit to spend time with God? Should I journal or read the Bible? Assuming I decide to start with reading the Bible, where shall I read this morning? How many verses? We are only 10 minutes into the day. Suffice it to say that after an hour, I promptly quit the exercise, utterly overwhelmed by the sheer number of decisions that make up an ordinary day. If you are not convinced by my experiment, I'd like to invite you into a short trip to the local grocery store. We aren't shopping for a Thanksgiving meal. We only need the ingredients for an apple pie. Sounds simple enough, right? Before we even get to the store, we must decide which parking spot to choose based on which entrance we will walk through. Then we must choose whether to get the wonky wheeled shopping cart or risk nearly breaking our wrists carrying a basket. Friends, we are not yet fully in the store. We approach the produce section with a simple need. Apples. What used to be a semi-simple choice between green or red has become a complex decision these days. Pink Lady, Gala, Red Delicious, or Fiji. Organic or regular. Next comes flour. Almond flour, whole wheat flour, enriched flour, store brand or name brand. Regarding eggs, we have an entire end cap from which to choose. Regular eggs, organic eggs, free-range eggs, and local eggs. And every possible combination of these categories. I won't belabor the point. You live in the same world I do. We experience the same decision-making fatigue. Thus far, we're only making an apple pie. We have not even broached the subject of the weightier decisions of life. The dizziness of decisions. Soren Kierkegaard, the Danish theologian and philosopher, once said, "Anxiety is the dizziness of freedom." If grocery store decisions make us dizzy, the more significant decisions of our lives cause deeper and more disorienting anxiety. One of the unanticipated weights of living in an age of unprecedented freedom is the anxiety that comes as its counterpart. In the past, and in other cultures in the present, freedom was much more limited. Most children were not able to choose a calling or direction. They would learn the family trade that had been passed down from generation to generation. Likewise, it was assumed that they would remain in the hometown that the family had lived in for generations. My parents-in-law were born in neighboring villages in Kerala, India. My amma had 2 career choices: nurse or teacher. When my appa was young, he knew he would study engineering as his father and uncles had. Amma and appa did not even play a primary role in choosing to marry one another. Their parents arranged their marriage. The second time they met, they were walking down the aisle and into their future. After having twins, one of whom is now my handsome husband, they emigrated to the United States in search of a better future and more opportunities for their children. Flash forward.